Are we ready, gentlemen?
Hey.
It's 9 a.m. in Jamestown Bay, 3 miles south of downtown Sitka. Herring Sacro Fishery permit holder Chip Trinan is rallying his seining crew to run a test set aboard the Corinne Brit. Trinan pulls on his rain gear as crew member Justin Peeler revs up the seine skiff and drives a fast beeline off the back of the boat, dragging one end of the nearly 500-foot-long net through the water. Peeler creates a perfect arc of yellow buoys that corrals a school of herring that Trinan estimates to be 300 tons. Deckhand Mike McMahon counts the last few feet of line still aboard the boat before the crew switches to pursing or tightening the seine net from below. Thousands of trapped fish bubble to the surface and skitter along the edge of the net in waves. Seagulls and bald eagles plunge into the schools of confused fish hoping to snag a stray herring. Trinan, for one, is very pleased with what he sees.
The big set, you can also see some of these bubbles coming up. You can see the birds are on one side of the net. Corks are all down on the other. And you can see the fish starting to hit the surface. You see all these little bubbles coming up here, too. That also would indicate that there's fish under there.
The Corinne Brit set had a mature row percentage of 4.4. That statistic, combined with a set made north of Sitka that showed herring with mature row at 9.5%, helped the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announce the fleet would go on 2-hour notice Monday at 8 a.m. Last year, a statewide averaging of fish tickets showed an in-season ex-vessel price of $690 a ton for herring row. So far this year, processors have been reluctant to reveal a price, but economists and industry specialists expect the price to be much lower than in previous years, despite a large potential harvest. In Japan, herring roe, or kazunoko, is a delicacy eaten at New Year. After being fished up during the spring in waters off Alaska, British Columbia, and California, it is usually processed and shelved till November and December when it is sold for as much as $100 a pound. But after the recent earthquake and tsunami that happened along Japan's northern coast, the market for herring roe is in doubt.
If we look at this year in particular, Japan has suffered a major, major trauma to its economy and to its society and to distribution facilities.
Gunnar Knapp is a professor of economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. He says that every year the herring roe price is a hot topic, plagued with rumors. To fully understand the issue, Knapp says it is necessary to consider long and short-term market trends, as well as demand and supply issues. For one, Japanese interest in the traditional New Year's delicacy has been on a decades-long decline, and the tsunami has only further depressed markets.
The economy will be severely disrupted, and in general, in that kind of situation, higher-priced products are going to suffer more of a demand decline in demand than staple products.
Two of the 9 Japanese members in a herring roe trade group with Canada suffered major problems to their logistics and storage facilities. Christina Burge is the secretary and treasurer of the Canadian Pacific Kazunoko Association. She says the Canadian fleet did not fish its 16,000 tons of allowable catch this year.
We saw a massive increase in abundance this year, but the fish were very small. And what we were hearing from Japan was that since they had been extremely unwilling to buy small San Francisco fish, they were equally unwilling to buy small seine fish from Canada.
On a larger scale, Burge sees herring roe markets headed for a disaster if they stay limited to Japanese demand. More immediately important to the Sitka herring fishing fleet is the age of the fish caught this year, according to Department of Fish and Game Regional Management biologist Dave Gordon. Older fish produce a larger number and size of egg, and this might be a consideration if the market is more limited and selective this year.
Well, what happens with herring sometimes is the older fish come in sooner than the younger fish or are ready to spawn before the younger fish are. So the later fish, which typically are the younger age classes, are less desirable in the market. Even though you might get good roe recovery, it's not the right size for what the market demands, and so that will be an important factor this year.
The department forecasts an average weight of 151 grams of fish this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Maladi Kay.